To all the girls showing tits, don't do it, don't do it.
Welcome to the 1111 Make-A-Wish podcast. It's your time where we're bringing you 1111. If you might have missed it, we're bringing it back to you. Now's your chance to make your wish.
But I wouldn't give them too much leeway. Make a point to listen to this at 1111 when it comes out, you know? Like, it's getting it.
Yeah, instead of Make-A-Wish, just 1111, listen to this podcast. Yeah.
What else are you doing? Watching the local news?
Right?
Yeah.
The national news?
Nothing good on there, that's for sure.
Today we have me, your gracious, not so gracious host, Kayla. I'm joined again, as usual, by my co-host, Tyler Lemko.
As usual.
And today, yeah.
You're on like the fifth episode now.
And today,
no shit.
We have...
The audience doesn't have to know that they were all filmed this evening, but yeah.
I'm sorry, I broke kayfabe.
And today, we have a very special guest joining us. We have the specialist, very, very much so, specialist.
That's a good nickname to go by.
And it's like, oh, he's like the specialist, and it's like, no, but it's spelt EST. It's pretty stupid. The specialist.
He's the specialist. Someone, the only, the specialist.
The specialist.
Walter J. Ling.
Hey, I'm going by the specialist from now on. I'm using that as a credit. If anybody asks me from now on, do you want anything? I'm like, bring you on as a specialist.
Before we get to the wish, I have a question.
Specialist in what?
Was the J like a conscious thing? Like, I'm going to use the middle name. Well, what was the thought process there?
I do have a legitimate J in the middle name.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is it?
Yeah, Joseph. Joseph, and it's
Walter
like a weird.
Joseph Ling.
Yeah, Walter Joseph Thomas Ling, and then these are like grandparents or whatever. I don't know, man. Like, and also there was this weird thing where like every kid in Montreal, because like it was like overrun by Catholics, was like got slapped Joseph as a middle name anyway. It was like a weird thing, but that's not why I have Joseph. Like, I do have, like, it's on my birth certificate and shit. Like,
I find
Wait, Walter, before we start, do you have a wish? And then I have some questions for you. Do you have a wish?
Okay.
Do I have a wish in general?
Yes, because it's 11-11.
So it's 11-11 right now. It's time to make a wish.
It's probably
I wish that they would put out a smartphone, or like, I wish that the next iPhone they put out has a functioning scale function. Has a functioning scale in it.
Very smart.
That's what I wish. That's my wish. And how hard is that?
I don't think that's that hard. The screen is pressure sensitive. Like, we know if you...
It's all pressure based. It's all touch based. Yeah. It should be able to work. Like, you could get a little tray attachment that you just rest on it. It takes into account the weight of the tray.
I feel like you don't even need the tray. I feel like the phone can tell.
Well, you don't want to put product. I mean, here's the thing, and this is why I think that it hasn't happened yet, because like I think it fully could have happened already, but everybody knows that it literally would only be used for drugs.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, that's it's like only
it's definitely all, only for drugs.
1000%.
Like, possibly for baking.
onto your phone.
But
that being said, like whether it's baking stuff, whether it's flour or cannabis, I don't want to be putting shit directly onto the screen and stuff, you know. Like,
do you remember the good old days of like first generation apps of like, oh, it's a lighter, or like when I pour it, the beer pours.
Yeah.
And like no beer comes out though. It makes a sound. Your phone.
The lighter one, I was really impressed by the lighter one. I had the lighter. I love the lighter one.
It's a flashlight.
Like 10 when those came out.
Yeah. No. It was like 4 or 5 years ago? No.
She said she was 10, Tyler.
Yeah, I know.
Tyler's wish is that he could transport you across state lines.
If I wanted.
First of all, in Quebec, there's like zero there was like zero issue with like a grown man hooking up with an 18-year-old.
Well, yeah,
that's
no,
a problem.
It's 16.
I know. Yeah,
I think it's 14 in Quebec. But if she wanted to, if she wanted to now, this girl somewhere in Quebec was like this guy, you know, like she could fucking come after me easy.
So is your wish that hookers stop tricking you all the time?
Oh my God. I don't want to speak for like every woman. I never want to speak for every woman because I can barely speak for a human. What?
You do a good job.
I assumed you did.
Yeah. So women think.
Stop. But I remember being younger, definitely a minor. First of all,
into older guys, right?
First of all, yeah, I was definitely, I didn't have,
how could you not be?
I didn't see anything wrong with like pursuing or like flirting with like a man that was like older with me.
I'm sorry, wine went down the wrong pipe. We're good.
It's like, you know, like fucking teenage boys, like, they're jerking off to like Playboy models, like, you know, and like, you know, and like the whole concept of cougars and all that shit. It's only natural to be like, as like a teenager, being like attracted to like older people. Like,
you hear about these.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. But at this point, at that point, then I take it upon the older person to use their own, you know, judgment, responsibility to be like, oh yeah, okay.
You know, you hear about,
you know, this is like a fucking child.
You know,
so.
You hear about these stories of these like hot teachers banging their students, and it's like, where were these teachers?
Where were they? You know, not in my school. Yeah. You know. wait, Kayla, did you have a relationship with like an adult man when you were a teenager?
I remember. So I got onto, I don't know if any of our viewers who are listening are familiar with 4chan.
Yep.
But wow, I specifically remember being, I remember definitely posting my underage tits on 4chan. First of all. Second of all, I remember meeting a guy who was older than me when I was maybe like 15 or 16. We met on 4chan. I don't know. We hung out at the park, and then like I went back to his place. And like I was very, very, very close to losing my virginity. But for some whatever, thank God. It still matters, but like, so mind you, I was a 15-year-old girl on 4chan meeting up with this guy. I'm going to say he was about 23, which is now younger than the age that I am
now.
You
look at 23-year-olds now, and you're like, that's a
Now I look at a 23-year-old, and I'm like, oh, that's a baby. But I look at a 15-year-old, and I look at a 23-year-old, and I'm like, okay, that's definitely not right.
You're lucky to have made it out of that without like a negative experience. I
Yeah, what for was sure. Your wish? I was definitely like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, what's that?
Yeah.
What's the wish here?
What was your wish?
My wish? I just wanted scales on phones.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
I was just gonna say, I've known Kayla for a while now, and when I knew Kayla initially, she was working as a waiter, as a bartender, server person at the old comedy club, and at the time I thought you looked like you were 15, and this like, and you were like fucking.
I still basically rock that same vibe. I'd like.
So, but like to think of what you look like when you were actually 15, it's like what kind of deviant motherfucker thought this was okay? Like,
well, I mean, I just hope that you'd take it with like a grain of salt and realize, oh, maybe this isn't good.
Yeah, like reach out to this girl.
Yeah, it's like if you are a man that's like fraternizing with young women online, young girls online, maybe just second guess that. If you're
Instagram just banned messaging adults messaging people under 18.
That's good. I mean, that's a good step, but I mean, like
maybe there's some kids I have business opportunities for.
Who's gonna sweep my chimney now?
No, like, hey, you're a 12-year-old that unboxes toys, and you have 20 million followers, and I want to do something with you.
Okay,
something like that. But
if I can make if I can make a genuine wish,
yeah, like, what's your wish?
By chance that there's like an underage young woman listening to this podcast, I hope you're not. But if you are, honestly, but don't bother like trying to grow up too fast. Maybe
you should cue up that Britney Spears song.
This is getting too serious.
Not a girl. What is it? Not a girl, not yet a woman.
Don't post your underage breasts online. That's all.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. And so, Kayla, not to linger on your 15-year-old breasts on the internet, but like, what were there any repercussions to that, or like?
I mean.
Here I cut out some aimless rambling that never really answered Walter's question, so I'm going to do it now. And it's a one-word answer, trauma.
If you're an underage woman, girl, and you're given the opportunity to meet up with an older man, just don't do it. Like, honestly, it's really not worth it.
Why is it cool if you're an underage boy to fuck an older woman?
It's not. But it's like portrayed that way in the media. But I still believe that it's like just an abuse of power.
Yeah, maybe.
Or an abuse of like.
I guess it depends. It all depends on the dynamic. Because if I'm like a 16-year-old pursuing a 21-year-old, and I get it, that's cool of me. But if I was pursued, that's predatory.
Right. But it's weird because like, it's the same thing with girls and boys, right? Like you get like 16-year-old boys that like some of them look like, you know, like kids still. And you get like 16-year-old boys that look like some of them look like fucking full grown men. And they have
beards. Yeah, totally. I had this at 16.
You know, so it's like, and then you get like, you know, anyway, if you're a Van Halen fan, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is that a Hartford teacher reference?
It is. It is. Points, Kayla.
Yes.
When I think of all the education that I get, I never thought I'd get a little bit like this.
Yeah.
I want it bad. So, which is like, again, a great song, but it really perpetuates the idea that like a female teacher boning like a male student is amazing.
Yeah. It's abuse, guys. It young men, if you're listening to this and your hot older teacher is trying to fuck you, that is an abuse of power. I mean, you know, consensually, it's so hard.
It's like, hard because
with
like,
consent, like even me, like I said, it was consensual, but it was still
no,
like
you were a 15-year-old girl, for Christ's sake.
I truly don't feel like I'm any different than I was when I was 15.
And also, it's so tricky
mentally.
It's so tricky because if I'm 15 and a 30-year-old hot teacher wants to bang me,
come on, like what are we talking about?
I don't see a point in my life where I regret that.
Yeah, like, you know? unless you're that dude.
Because at the time, yes, I get it. But then, like, in hindsight, like me, like, I didn't see any problem with it. I didn't see any problem with meeting up with this, like, adult man when I was a child.
But then in hindsight,
when you look at it in hindsight, it's like, oh.
I mean, you shouldn't be looking at it like that in that sight. Not just in hindsight. Like when you were doing it, you should have been like, this is
no,
a thousand ways
from. No, for sure. But, like, I wish that, like, if I could have looked out for myself, like, as, like, a 15-year-old girl, I would have been like, that guy's a fucking loser. Like, don't even.
Loser.
Yeah, let's analyze this. Let's analyze. Why did I do that?
Realistically,
I did that because, I don't know, I did want male attention. Yeah. I was a minor.
It's the guy's responsibility to say, don't do that.
In my most fertile of times.
Wait, it's not your most fertile of times.
No. 15? No. When you first start fertilizing, that's not when? I don't know. I should know more.
I don't think that's right.
That's your department.
Wait.
I thought it was like early 30s for women. I always heard early 30s.
Yeah. Like the older you get, the more fertile you get, no?
I feel like as soon as you start,
early 30s.
That's when you're like the most
fertile. No, I don't think so.
That's why even back in the days when the kids
they just did that so they could have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Not it's just so they got them young.
They
would have kids for a long time.
Yeah. They were tricksters about it.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think
it was because, like, there were especially...
there's, like, a mixture of truths in both of our statements. Like, if you just...
Only one way to find
it. Anyway.
They were both fucking wrong, and I can't believe I was so drunk that I let Tyler and Walter mansplain a woman's fertility to me.
What? We're just going to cut all of that?
Thank God you didn't get knocked up. Thank God you
didn't. That as though there's, like, points that we can then jump to that'll make sense.
It's kind of like that movie Heart.
Yeah, you know what, Walter? You're totally right. iPhone should have scales.
iPhone should have scales. It's the future. Why are we making Mars colonies, planting Mars colonies, but we still don't have scales on phones?
I think about that often, that we're living in the future. There's all this crazy shit in this phone.
We don't have quiet microwaves.
We have all the world's information in this palm of our hands, and we have these crazy technology, these innovations. Everything is done so fast that nothing's made well. Nothing innovative is done properly yet. I don't know a single thing. My computer, my TV, my smartphone, whatever. Nothing's efficient. Nothing's well made. They're all just flashy.
Kind of, yeah. They have base level functionality. I mean, like, iPhones are a pretty big deal. I mean, like,
they don't work well.
iPhones work pretty well. iPhones, like, they do a lot of shit. Like, I mean, like, put it this way. Like, when I was a kid, like, in grade school, I distinctly remember a teacher talking about the idea of a watch with a TV in the watch. I'm like, TV in a fucking watch? It's like, spy movie shit. That's crazy. Yeah. And it's like, and now that's just, like, a regular fucking deal. So it's like, there's things that I feel like do indicate that we live in the future, like smartphones, like smartwatches. But I don't, microwaves are still not quiet, and we don't have scales on phones, so.
So we're not there yet. We don't have hoverboards.
We can harness the energy of the fucking sun to, like, you know, like, wireless communication and energy transmitted globally, satellite networks and shit. Can't put a fucking scale on a phone that already has, like, sensory fucking, you know, like, hey, come on. It could scan your goddamn retina. And fucking, like, you know.
And yet, my TV still freezes.
You know, come on now.
So you did a wish. Should I do a wish?
I guess so. Fuck.
I don't have to.
Well, you probably should. That's the premise of the show.
So, Tyler, what age did you show your tits on 4chan?
No, I was of age when I started doing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think about it enough. Like, I was so desperate for male attention at a young age.
Everyone is.
That I had to, like, absolutely, like, post my tits on 4chan for any male validation that my tiny, teeny, tiny hands could possibly grasp
and
at.
It's the teeny, same, tiny hands?
I'm so sorry. My teeny, tiny hands.
And it's the same reason... that, like, the girl told me she was 20.
I'm going to cut that because that's literally my legal name. So I'm probably going to cut that.
This whole thing's getting cut, apparently.
This whole thing's getting cut because it was a lot about me just being, like, supplying child porn. So.
Yeah, it turned into, like, a Barbara Walters interview.
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry. Walter, what was your wish? Oh, yeah, scales on phone.
I just want to scale on phones.
Yeah, I like that one.
this podcast is just going to be like 3 minutes long.
It's literally introduce Walter and then it ends. Specialist.
The special, get it? EST.
Oh my God.
I wish, you know how, like, when you eat fatty things and, like, the fat, like, different people have different fat distribution of where it goes.
Yeah.
I wish it all went to my dick.
And then you just have, like, a fat dick.
Yeah.
Now, be careful what you wish for
the
here.
More pizza I eat.
Because
some people have that where it goes, like, into their hips and butt, and it's like, yeah. Holy shit, like, girl, you've been eating well.
Yeah.
I feel like what you're thinking is just, like, about a much bigger dick, but what would happen in reality is just your regular dick, but with weird fatty deposits all over.
It would just get tired more.
I have a question. Why do guys care about having a big dick?
That's a good question.
Because we believe women care about it. Because we've been made to believe that that's what women care about. That's why. No, that's the actual,
like,
answer.
It's all like the unrealistic expectations of male penis beauty.
the entire point of anything is sex.
Yeah, like masculinity is
no.
determined by how...
No, women and men just want to be appealing to the opposite or whoever they're, you know, attracted to.
You?
But that's why anyone has a high-paying job or a fancy car or fashionable clothes. Mm-hmm. It's all to make your private parts touched by people you want to touch them.
I think I'm asexual.
I mean, I doubt it, but okay.
It's like, I don't know if I do anything that's like...
Well, no, that, so that,
like
in my experience, and any younger people out there watching this and want advice on like how to, you know, get laid, is stop trying to get laid. As long as you don't try and you just do what you like and you have fun and you're a cool person, you're going to get laid.
Yeah. Stop trying.
But everyone's trying. Everyone's trying.
No one likes to try hard.
Don't try. Exactly. The tricks are don't try and don't force it on it.
Don't be like the process of getting laid.
Hey, the four
we're
people.
We're going to bleep that one out. We're going to bleep it out.
Well, that's a common thing now, you know, like as guys become more woke and understand like the role that men play in women's lives, a lot of guys who act accordingly think that that's grounds to deserve getting laid. And that's an issue.
But also like the disturbing thing is it's like the guys who also think that they're acting accordingly, it's like they really aren't.
Well, right, because
actually, and like honestly, I don't think really anybody is.
What, acting accordingly?
I don't think so.
No one? Like, am I problematic?
I don't know.
In your own
way. I think we're all pretty fucking problematic in all the little things we say.
I'm a pure innocent.
Yeah, Walter's a saint, but yeah. I mean, we're comedians. I had the other night we played Jackbox, what, like a week and a half ago. And I tried a bit that I immediately regretted and I felt horrible about, and I like didn't sleep well that night. When I did the whole like my username was Chris Benoit and I did jokes about being Chris Benoit. And then I felt bad. I spoke to Mike Carrozza about it and I was like, look, it's all fun and games.
I mean, I love that shit. I don't know why you're involved.
It didn't go over well. No one liked it. And once you choose your username, that's your username for the whole round.
I was like,
oh, I'm locked in as Chris Benoit now.
Whatever I say
is not funny.
I support all these decisions.
But yeah,
that's dedication.
I spoke to Mike Carrozza about it, and I was like, look, it's all fun and games until your username's Chris Benoit and no one likes it. And he was like, look, man, we're comics. You got to take risks. And I was like, you know what? Mike Carrozza, you're right.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, it didn't go well, but I don't regret trying it.
I wouldn't have regretted it at all.
You know, it's like creative.
You gotta try. The only way, I think we live in a
I'll
world
tell you what.
Where if you get things wrong or you get things offensive or whatever, you are so lambasted and shunned for it. Whereas like, you gotta not walk on eggshells. You gotta break some eggs to make progress.
And if it was me and I tried the Chris Benoit shtick, and like it didn't get over.
It would have been so much like more brutal.
I would have just like I would have doubled down on it, laid into it more.
Well, I did. Like, so I did a joke about like it was
you
like
you killed my wife and my.
No, kids. No. My actual joke was like, I regret doing this. I'm so sorry. And you were like, don't vote for that. you specifically yelled, don't vote for the apology.
That's bullshit. Own it, yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, man, Jacob had us playing the fucking, he said, do like Three Little Pigs. Let's pretend like we're doing Three Little Pigs. And I'm like, okay.
I'm creeped out already.
And I was the big bad wolf. So I was doing the big bad wolf stuff. But like, it just, everything, like all these things, everything reminds me of like the fucking like Shining and shit. I'm like, oh wait, doesn't like Jack Torrance start to do like.
Forget The Shining. The story is so fucked that Goldilocks, B&E, full B&E, and then goes, fuck this food. You know?
Well, that's Goldilocks.
That's
I was talking about the...
privilege. Yeah. Blonde
right.
girl.
Three Little Pigs is the blowing the houses down. Yeah.
That's Three Little Pigs is lack of preparation. Yeah.
Right. But Goldilocks was like, I'm going to break into someone's home, eat their food, and complain about it.
And then complain about it, yeah. And then literally sleep in their beds, you know. Like,
complain about their beds. Yeah. Bullshit.
Steal their fucking identity.
How old were you when you started smoking weed?
Seriously, like already like past my mid-20s.
Yeah, same. I smoked my first joint at 27, first time in my life.
I did have joints and shit like in my like very late teens and into my like obviously my early 20s and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was having weed that whole time on and off, but like seriously in my mid like
yeah, I did
like, in my mid to late 20s.
I had done ecstasy, speed, and ketamine before I smoked a joint.
Yeah, but you were also like 27 when you first smoked your joint.
Yeah.
Okay, so
those three things I did in the same night, and I kind of just got like a sore jaw, and that was about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was about like 15, 16.
Sorry,
16 for sure, definitely at least.
To smoking like consistently.
When I was like smoking weed, like
I think that's normal though. Like,
how did you meet up with the weed dealer? Did you meet him on 4chan and meet up with him randomly or something?
Actually, oddly enough, the first person that I ever got baked with was a girl that I met on Nixopia. I don't know if anybody who's listening to this knows what Nixopia is.
What the fuck is that?
Never.
That sounds like an acne. That sounds like acne medication.
No, it's.
I know.
It sounds like a soft
drink. I know. Oh, I know. But it was like this social media site that was popular. I knew for sure that it was popular within like the prairies and also like Eastern Canada. I don't know who else was in it. Like, I've never met anyone that was like from Ontario or Quebec who was like on this website, but like that's all I know. That I was on it, and I was in Winnipeg, and I made friends that were in Alberta, Vancouver, blah, 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 blah.
Do you remember High Five?
I know of High Five, Friendster, and shit like that, but I was never on it.
Speaking of old apps and the Lighter app and everything, I love early social media. Before it was like you only had Facebook. It was MySpace, and there was all the ones you mentioned.
Weibo.
I had High Five. And I think I was the only white person that had High Five.
Okay, but I want to bring it back to like this girl who I like first got high with,
yeah.
Who I met on Nixopia. She lived in Winnipeg, which is the city that I was born and raised in and grew up in. And she was like 14, and she was telling me that she had done like basically like pretty much every drug.
She said,
and cool. I was maybe like 13, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to get baked. Or something. And then
she was just telling you stories.
That was the premise of how I got baked for the first time. Like, I met this girl. And
that's pretty, again, that's also really sketchy. Like, both of these stories are really painting a picture. I came up with a quick Walter Members songs for your wish, Kayla.
Yeah.
Salvation there by the Cranberries? You know that song?
How's that go?
You know, to all the things here, don't do it, because it's not what it, salvation. Anyway, well, I feel like the first line could be like, to all the girls showing tits, don't do it. Yeah, don't do yeah. it. There it is.
And then the rest. Already full-heartedly.
And the rest, rice itself. That's it. That's all.
Rest,
that's gonna be
rice the, itself.
That's going to be the new theme song for the 11-11 yeah. Make-A-Wish podcast.
To rest, all rice. The girls who went it, don't it's do
not,
it.
It's not rice itself. It's the rest, rice itself.
Remember, kids, I've been around the block a couple times. And Walter says, this ain't the city to make it in. Be
listen
somebody.
Listen to us. It ain't worth it.
Listen, it's all fun and games until a bunch of teenagers on Reddit try to convince you that you're a racist.
Yeah.
It was the worst. It was like, I would be like, I would say something and be like, well, how about this and this and this? And it's like, why don't you just admit you're a racist? Why don't you just admit you're a racist? And I'm like, okay, this is not productive conversation though. Like,
Walter,
I can have a different...
I am so sorry for calling you a racist that night that I was blacked out
on. It was so funny. It was so funny.
What was like, the context?
You were just trying to get me off
stage.
There was no context.
You were trying to get me off stage and I was just calling you a racist.
It wasn't even. No, it was like earlier in the evening. We were talking outside. We were just like chit-chatting and you called me a racist, I think.
We were talking. Sign that I was calling you a racist.
I think it happened a couple times, honestly. Like we'd have to check with Inez. Like
that's so insane because I absolutely do not. The only little bits and pieces that I remember of that night.
I love.
I honestly don't remember any of it except for specifically spilling a beer on myself.
I do.
And that's it.
I do love the idea that Inez is like the racist bookkeeper.
Those shows were so those fucking shows were always gong shows anyway. There was nobody there. Like it didn't fucking matter. Like those fucking shows were terrible.
Yeah, but I still you know I had that set recorded on a phone
and
that
you
I
won't
had.
Listen to it.
But oh, I Jesus. Lost the phone.
Oh, I thought you had it and you won't
no,
listen to it.
I lost the phone and I refused no, I had the phone for a while and I refused to listen to it. And then
I think I referred to you and Shit for Brains there as Sid and Nancy that night.
Me and Nick?
Who's
yeah, yeah, Sid whatever.
Nancy, the guy that I was
with. Sid and Nancy, you know, like.
Who's Sid and Nancy?
Me and the guy who I was with.
But who is Sid and Nancy that he's
with? I'm Nancy.
But what's the reference? Is what I'm asking.
Are you kidding?
No.
Sid, oh, wow. You don't know Sid and Nancy, the Sex Pistols?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And there's a movie called Sid and Nancy with Gary Oldman and Sid Vicious.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, Sid and Nancy. It's like, but it's just like it's like a stand-in. It's a stand-in for any kind of like fucked up and like couple. Like, it was funny. It was funny, and then like, and then you were like, and it was fine. Honestly, like there was nothing terrible that happened. Like a beer got spilled. Like honest to God, like that was the extent of the craziness. And then the next day, you sent me like this big apology note.
I sent an apology to everyone.
Yeah, I know, but it was like there was nothing that bad that happened. Like you were just like
good because I truly did.
You were just a mess. You were just a fucking mess. But it was like it was fun. It was like it was fun. It was at Piranha. It was at like Piranha, and it was like a show for like fucking four people. And like, you know,
I brought two people. I brought,
yeah, exactly. It was fine. I was happier that you had brought two people, you know.
And my friend the next day, I was like, oh my God, what was I at? Like, what was I like at that show? And she's like, oh, I thought you were doing a character, you know, like,
Yeah.
I thought you were doing a character, you know, like a super depressed character. I was like, oh, okay. So it's great to know that, like, the person that comes out when I'm, like, absolutely blacked out on drugs is still super depressed.
I love this Caleb bit.
Nah, you were just loose. You were just loose, you know? Just loose.
But I think nice about it because...
just loose. Loose
okay, because the way that loose. Inez had painted it to me, I thought it was a lot... I thought it was a lot worse.
Oh, so that's great. You know what's interesting? I have something interesting.
Were you farting?
Yes. I've been told three times now by three different people that they've met me at a bar late at night while I was drunk and that I was upset that they didn't know who I was. Which is not me.
That's super on brand. I see that. I see that for you if you don't remember. You don't remember.
I hate when people know who I am. I deep down to my core, I don't want people to know who I am. However, it's very possible that early Epic Mealtime days, I may have been like, what? You never heard of it? Like, we're blowing up. Like, I may have done that. But three people have told me that late night at a bar drunk, I've gotten upset at them for not knowing me, which is shocking to me.
Yeah, and upsetting. Wasn't it one of my
friends? One of your friends said that, friends. And one of my brother's friends recently said that. And I'm like,
you know, maybe
that's
you
not
did
possible.
This guy that when you're drunk, you're that's, like, it's not, I am the epic, the Tyler Lemko.
No, because I never,
well, first of all,
if
it's your brother's friend, you have to consider the very real possibility that your brother is fucking with you.
And the very real possibility that it was my brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe any of
it. And also, I'm listening to this, and I'm listening to this, and you're so shocked
shocked
at the potential of you behaving this way. And I'm like, this pales in comparison to like to things that I've been told that I've done.
I mean, like, I've been
at bars to people. Like,
I've been belligerent drunk before, where I've whipped my dick out at a bar and I've laid down in the middle of a highway and I've done dumb shit like that. But all of that was conscious. All of that
was conscious. Like,
this is gonna happen now, and I know it. And when I wake up in the morning, I remember that I did that, and I don't really regret it. However, blaming someone or getting angry at someone for not knowing who I am is just not a behavior, no matter how fucked up I am. It's just not inside of me.
But you know what?
One of the first times that I got really, really drunk on like hard alcohol, it was in CJEP, like late in CJEP, or going into early university. And like, I wasn't an experienced drinker yet. And I heard about this loft party, and there was supposed to be like, you pay like $30 a head or something, and it was unlimited booze. And then you got there too late. There was like the bottoms of like two bottles of tequila or some shit.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to drink a shit ton of fucking tequila. And I just start to get like immediately super, super drunk. Like, and then like one of my buddies locked me out on the balcony as a joke at one point. Like, he closed the doors behind me and he locked them.
And you broke so the screen door and we got kicked out, I remember.
No, that was later. That was 15 years later.
Yeah.
But like, I got locked out and he was like, ha ha. And this is like on Saint Laurent. This is right around where, you know, where there's like an alley, you know, where there's like the costume store there. There's like Eva B, you know, like there's like the lot next to it. There was like a loft anyway. And I looked around and I considered like, you know, knocking the thing to get back in or waiting for someone to let me back in. But instead, like, I lowered myself down from the fucking balcony and I kind of like let myself drop down. And I was okay, and I landed it fine. Like, even though like I did it like the weirdest way possible, where I just like let myself drop. Like, it was, I think it was some snow or some shit, and I came around and came back into the fucking like apartment, and came back into the party through the front door, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, how'd you do that?
It was like, it was pretty cool. Like, it was a pretty cool moment, but again, this was because of alcohol. Like,
I can remember.
I just want to say that I specifically, I vividly remember, like, Walter peeing off of the balcony at the Art Loft.
I've seen him pee off a lot of balconies. And
I just, like, now, if I could just
not a problem,
hear though. That sound in real life, like, that would truly, like, bring me back into, like, you know, this...
You don't see that as a moment of being offended or anything.
No, I was just like, these were like good times. Like, I'm remembering like Walter pissing off of the balcony while like five or six people are having a smoke off of the.
So I mentioned before the screen door.
Yeah.
Walter and I went to a Halloween party 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Have I told you this story?
Yeah, you've told me the story. But
my favorite part of it, I'll share.
I did coke that night.
Did you? Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, you saw me do the coke. Yeah.
You could open one. There's twist ups. My favorite part of the story is we go to this person's house we don't know. We're uninvited guests and they're very uncomfortable.
We thought it was going to be a rager Halloween party.
I actually had done a sober October, and that was my first night drinking. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go out with Walter for Halloween, my first night drinking. Big mistake.
Anyway, and it was the Halloween do-over, and it was the Halloween do-over, too.
We're on this balcony at a party where we're clearly unwanted, and they're very uneasy about us being there. And you took a piss off on the balcony.
But they didn't know about that.
Well, exactly. So then...
It wasn't off the balcony. It was on their deck.
On the balcony. Then someone broke their screen door, not Walter nor I. However, Walter was closest to it and he caught it from falling, and someone saw him holding it and was like, you guys gotta go. And he was like, no, I'm just fixing it, like, someone else broke it.
Finish your drinks. And
genuinely was. And they were like, look, like, no hard feelings, we don't know you guys, you aren't friends with anyone here, you've got to get out of here. And they kicked us out, and as we're walking to the door and they're kicking us out of this party for breaking their screen door, Walter's like, geez, you should have kicked us out for me pissing on your balcony.
Walter. energy that, like, that's truly, like, the essence of it, like, being at any social gathering is just, like, Walter being there.
Yeah, Walter being like, you had a valid point, you didn't even use it.
Like, Walter pissing off a balcony. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Like,
and openly shit-talking, openly shit-talking Quinn while he's 10 feet away.
Should we? I'm just gonna leap out the names for fun at this point.
If he cares.
No, I know you guys don't care, but I think it would just be fun.
I remember the most blackout I ever got was I was in San Diego at Comic-Con, and at the House of Blues we were doing like an Epic Mealtime live show, and I had a bit of a cold, so I took a decent.
You guys did an Epic Mealtime live at a fucking House of Blues?
Our first ever.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And I was MC. So I had done...
ridiculous.
I had a cold, and I took some DayQuil. And then hours later, forgot about that DayQuil and had like 3 or 4 Jack and Cokes. And let me tell you, Jack Daniels and DayQuil don't mix well because you black out. Apparently, this is all hearsay and what I was told after the fact the following morning. I was MC. I walk out on stage with a mic in my hand and yell, "The Kikes are here," to an audience of like 2,000 people. Then we somehow get through a whole like hour long live show, and then we're hanging out backstage, and this is where things get interesting.
What did you even do for an hour?
We just cooked stuff and threw bacon at people.
Honestly.
Anyway, we get backstage. Tony Hawk is there, who's apparently a big Epic Mealtime fan, super stoked to meet us. He's backstage to hang out and introduce himself. In the span of like 2 hours hanging out backstage at the House of Blues, I punched Tony Hawk in the testicles 30 times. Apparently, I thought it was hilarious that I just kept sacking him. And I was like, you know, Tony Hawk's like a beloved, lovable, awesome guy. I thought it was hilarious that his balls hurt.
Well, yeah, he's a skater. He's probably used to it.
Yeah, so long story short, I got kicked out of a Denny's. I threw up at a party, and then I passed out in front of a hotel room that wasn't mine.
What city was this in?
San Diego. No hangover, because it was all DayQuil. So another lesson for this show is...
load up on DayQuil.
But thank you guys, whoever's listening, honestly, like, I appreciate you, we appreciate you, everybody appreciates you, you're loved. If you're thinking about ending it, just, you know, just hold on one more day. Should I cut that? Thank you, everybody, whoever's listening, thank you so much. Yeah. We love you, everybody loves you, thanks.
You're meant to be.
Yeah, be somebody.
You're meant to be here. You're meant to be somebody.
Literally, we're only doing this for you. So you specifically, whoever is listening to this.
And a little
this
bit. This
exact
bit
episode is for you.
It's a little bit for us, but yeah, right.
And a little bit for us, yeah. But for you. So thank you. Bye.
Well, wait. Do you have a plug?
Do you have a plug? We're gonna.
She'll edit it, for sure.
At Wally Good Times on Twitter.
At Walter Lynn.
No, do it again.
At Wally Good Times on Twitter. Get those tweets.
Wally Good Times on Twitter. He's got good
those tweets.
A lot of takes.
Get those together. A lot of takes. Hot takes.
Spicy takes.
Me? You don't want to find me.
Join Kayla on 4chan.
Yeah.
Look for my boobs. I'm sure if you just look at me.
Well, don't do that.
The lesson of this episode is don't.
Don't put your boobs up.
And if you're an older man, you know, and you see some boobs, make sure they're old enough.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Truly.
I'm going to be so mad at you.
The fucked up thing is that I think this even doesn't even let you put your boobs up on the internet now if you wanted to, because it's technically the same boobs as you had when you were 15. So it's like, who's to tell at this point?
Right. Time. Only time will tell. Goodbye, everybody. Signing off.
No. If I could put boobs in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do